Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Lamed Beis Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, Simen Reish Samach Aleph, which we started yesterday. And we're still in the middle of the first Sif, and we left off yesterday discussing the last prohibited thing that was prohibited for us to do during Bein HaShmashos, during the twilight period of time on Erev Shabbos. And that specifically was, the Mechaber said, Ve'ein Ma'orvin Eruvei Tuchumim. You're not allowed to make an Erev Tuchumim. Now, we'll repeat what we started yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Zion, and that's where we really left off in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Gemara Yesh Semech Li'Erevei Tuchumim Mikra, that since there is an asmachta, an allusion to the idea of Erevei Tuchumim, that you can't walk beyond a certain point on Shabbos from a Daraisa point of view. We normally understand Erev Tichumim to be a Din Darabonon, but there is an Asmachta, there is even an opinion that says it's not an Asmachta, that it's a real Din Daraisa, that one can't walk beyond a certain point on Shabbos outside of a city. So therefore, the rabbis forbade you to set up an Erev Tichumim even during the twilight period of time. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Val Kain, Chomir Dafilu Levar Mitzvah Asur. Therefore, even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, you're going to a shir in the other town, and the only way you can get there is if you set up an Erev Tchumim, it's still forbidden to do this during the twilight period of time. Kain Kosav Ola Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Ola Shabbos. The Levush, however, is one make. Ube Levush, make a Levar Mitzvah. The Levush would permit you to do this during the Bein HaShmashos time to set up an Erev Tchumim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Ushtei Deo So'elu Nimtsoim B'Sefer Meiri. These two opinions, the Levush and the Olas HaShabbos, are brought down in the Meiri. And he says, Ayin Shom, look there, Shekosev, that the Meiri writes, the Ledeya HaMateris, according to the Levush, that's more Meiko, we're talking here, Ayri HaGemara De'osil Orev, that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to make an Erev, is talking about Davka B'Dvar HaRishus, when you're going just to take a Shpatzir, to go take a walk, not for a mitzvah purpose. But if a person is going on his own to walk out to an area and physically create his new focal point for Shabbos, the Ba'amamutr, that certainly is permissible under any circumstances. That is something that is no prohibition for a person to walk to wherever he wants, and at the time he gets there at the start of Bein HaShmashos, that is his focal point for the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. And this is discussed further, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Simen Tes, Tof Tes Vav, Sivkon Beis, and the Mugin of Rum over there. Now, Bepas, to set up your Erev Tchumim with bread, that will be your focal point, to create your focal point, even though you're not there, Hakai Melonde, Afilu Mibod Yom, we've already learned previously that even if you do this during the regular time on Friday afternoon when it's not Bein HaShmashos, you're not allowed to do this Ein Morvim Ela Devar Mitzvah. You shouldn't really make an Erev Tchumim except for the purposes of extending your reach, standing where you can walk because of a Devar Mitzvah. And this is also discussed in Simen Tov Tezvav, Sif Aleph, and this is the Lashon of the Me'iri. And then the Ramah now says, Ein Lekam in Simen Tov Tezvav, Sif Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ches that the Ramah is alluding to the idea, that if a person did make an Erev Tchumim, it will, after the fact, ipso facto, be acceptable. Ein Shom the Magen Avram. That concludes really the discussion from yesterday of things that are prohibited to be done during the Bein HaShmashos. Now, the Mechaber lists things that are permitted to be done during the Bein HaShmashos period of time, albeit all of them should be done ideally before the Bein HaShmashos period of time, so you don't have to get involved in any questions. So the Mechaber says, Abo ma'asrin es ha-dumai, but you are allowed to take ma'aser from dumai. Dumai is really duma. What is its status? And this basically is food that was grown by an Am HaAretz, and the vast majority of Am HaRotzim did in fact take off Trumas and Maestros, but there was a small percentage that didn't take off Maestros, and therefore the rabbis will go there that when you purchase food items from an Am HaAretz, you have to retake, most of the time will be retake, for that small percentage will be take for the first time, Maestros from their produce. And therefore, since it probably has already been taken, when you're correcting it and making it now Mu'usar, it really was unnecessary, and therefore the rabbis were makel in doing this on Erev Shabbos. And this is clearly stated in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tes, the Rov Ame Ha'aretz Masanim, the vast majority of Amaratzim did in fact take off Maestros, and therefore the low mikre tikkun, and therefore when you're now being ma'aserit, you're not really correcting it. When you take off the tithes now, you're not making it going from an inedible state to an edible state. You're really just doing a wonderful thing that the rabbi suggested you do, but it really was edible beforehand, especially even under certain circumstances, it's edible for everybody. Dishah footnote 7 does bring down the Chazon Ish, who says that nowadays one cannot rely upon this assumption that Rov Amei Haaretz are in fact Ma'asrim. He says that's just simply not true today. However, certainly in the times of the Gemara, that was the case. The next item the Mechaber tells us is V'tomnim esa chamin. You are allowed to go and insulate chamin, hot food, during the Ben Hashmashos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Yud. B'dover she'eno mosif hevel. You're only allowed to do this with an insulation that doesn't add heat. It just maintains the heat. As we've already learned in quite detail in the last week or so, K'mo she'kazav v'tchila simen reishon and zayin, as we learned there, ayin sham she'mevora kol prote hadin b'tameyan. And we learned there all of the dinim. Go look there again for the specifics of this halacha. The issue foot number 9 does bring down the critical point here that we have to remember that on Shabbos itself, one is not permitted to go be matmin, to insulate with something that is mosif hevel. And certainly here we're talking about during the Ben Hashmashos only permitting tomnin with something that is not mosif hevel. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lishar dvarim sha'osu midirabonon chutz me'elu dekochoshipo, and all other things which are only on a rabbinical level forbidden to be done on Shabbos and aren't listed over here. Din Bein Hashmashos Kimo Shabbos Atzma. They all have the same halacha during the Bein Hashmashos as they do on Shabbos that it is rabbinically prohibited. Unless, of course, in lo, Shehu L'dvar Mitzvah Oshar Dochak. Unless it's because they're doing a mitzvah with this, then it is permitted during the Bein Hashmashos, or if it's some other extenuating circumstances, Ukimor L'kamim B'simen Shinmun Beis, as we already learned previously in Shinmun Beis, Ayin Shom. The Mechaber then continues and he says, likewise, during this Ben Hashmashos time, Uma Arvin Eruve Chatzeros, you are allowed to go and make an Eruv Chatzeros. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Uma Arvin says the same thing applies as well to an Eruv Tavshilin, brought down the name of the El Yeraba in the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph adds further, V'yochol Gamkin Levarach, you can even make a bracha on this Eruv Chatzeros over here. And he says, V'ayin B'siv Dalid U'B'mashik Asav Dusham, we'll learn this in Yitz Hashem in an upcoming Shir. But one should not really leave this till the very last moment, till the twilight. One should certainly do this beforehand, if at all possible. Brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. The Ramah adds over here, V'ayin l'kama n'simin shin tzadi gimel, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Sivkot Yud Beis is going to tell us that the din there, haynu d'shi tufei mivos, yesh lo din eruvei chatzeros. Just like one is permitted to make an eruvei chatzeros during the Bein Hashmashos, if you didn't do it before then, you can also make a sheet of mivos, and all of these halachas will be explained over there. Briefly, a Erev Chatzeros allows people that share a common courtyard to carry from their house into the courtyard if they make an Erev Chatzeros. A sheet of Mavayos allows people that live in a courtyard, if they make a sheet of Mavayos, to all carry several courtyards that share an adjoining alleyway, so they'd be allowed to carry from the courtyard into their alley. So a sheet of Mavayos is similar to a Erev Chatzeros. In general, there are some specific differences, which we'll Mi'etz Hashem eventually learn. Then the Mechaber tells us, Umutur lo marleinu Yehudi bein hashmashos, you are allowed to go and tell a non-Jewish person during the bein hashmashos, lahadlik ner l'tzorech Shabbos, to go and light this candle for you for the purposes of your usage on Shabbos. And likewise, v'chein lo malo lasos kol melacha, you're also allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do any melacha, shehi l'tzorech mitzvah, that's necessary for a mitzvah for you to perform, o shu torud v'nech pazuleo, or you're going to be so upset about this if it's not done, or you're going to be so involved with it if it's not done that it's going to lead you astray, and therefore you're allowed to ask a non-Jewish person during the Bein Hashmashos to do this for you. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Da'amiru le'enu Yehudi hu b'chlal shvus, that telling a non-Jewish person to do work for you is a shvus, it's a rabbinical prohibition. V'lo gazru al shvus Bein Hashmashos l'tzorech mitzvah, and the rabbis never decreed a rabbinical prohibition if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah during the Bein Hashmashos. Ukidilekamon b'simin shin mun beis ayin shom, as we've already learned in shin mem beis. The issue foot number 10 brings down that the reasoning behind this is all based upon a mechilta, based upon the pasuk b'chol melacha lo ye'aseh bohem. Work shouldn't be done for you. Not that you're not allowed to do this, but you can't even have somebody else do the work for you. And therefore, this isser of amiru la'akum, telling a non-Jewish person to do things for you, is extant. If, in fact, you do ask a non-Jewish person to light the Shabbos candles for a woman who forgot, so that will satisfy having the candles lit in the house, but she should not make a bracha on this because she's not the one that actually lit them. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalit explains Ben Hashmashos. We're talking here the Mechaba Ozu L'Shitoso, the Sfira Leila Kamon, B'Simin Shin Zayin Sivhei. This goes according to what the Mechaba is going to teach us in Shin Zayin. The B'Shabbos Gufo Osir Ayde Enu Yehudi B'Melocha Daraisa. That you're not allowed to ask a guy, that's Amir Liakam, to a non-Jewish person on Shabbos to ask him to do a Melocha Daraisa for you. Afilu him l'tzorich Shabbos, even if it's for the purposes of Shabbos. And this will be discussed as well in Simon Reish Ayin Vav Siv Bey in the Ramah over there in the Haggah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tes Vav says l'tzorich mitzvah, it is allowed over here during the Bein Hashmashos. Av she'einena bishul Shabbos, even though it's l'tzorich mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's for some other mitzvah. Uki l'kamon b'simon Shimon Beis, as we've already learned in Shimon Beis as well, and look there in the Mishnah Berurah too. Sivkot and Tezayin, the reason why you're also allowed to do is if it's something that you're very torahed and bothered by. So because of the Marshal tells us, Hainu kol dovor sheim lo ye nase hu mitztar b'Shabbos. Anything that if it's not done by the non-Jewish person now during the Bein Hashmashos, you're going to be upset about it all Shabbos. Shari lasos ayidei ha'enu Yehudi Bein Hashmashos. You are permitted to ask the non-Jewish person to do it for you during the Bein Hashmashos period of time. However, the Marshal himself then says, Avolibi no keif lahachmir. My personal bent is that you should, in fact, be machmir in this situation and not ask the non-Jewish person to do it for you. Im ein lo behen shum tzorich b'Shabbos, rach l'tzorichol. If there is no purpose for Shabbos, if it's only for a purpose of a chol, even though it's for a mitzvah, but if it has no benefit for Shabbos for you, try not to ask a non-Jewish person, the Marshal says, to do it for you. However, he does agree. However, if it's a large financial loss that will result, or it's some other truly extenuating circumstances, then even the Marshal would say, Shari Shivusim b'Bein Hashmashos. The rabbis technically did not institute their prohibition during the Bein Hashmashos period of time. And especially, Befrat, this Shvus over here, this rabbinical prohibition, Da Amir L'Eina Yehudi, the Les Meimaisa, this telling a non-Jewish person to do it for you is an action that doesn't entail any real action. It doesn't have a Maisa. It's just talking to the non-Jewish person, so therefore we can be more makel during the Bein Hashmashos period of time, according to even the Marshal. And therefore, therefore, it is permitted, even according to the Marshal, the more machmir opinion, to ask a non-Jewish person to light your yard site candle if you forgot to light it. Since many people are very, very strict and careful about lighting a yahrzeit licht, a yahrzeit candle for their parents, so chashvinon ki l'tzorach gadol. So it's viewed by people as being a tzorach gadol, even though it may only be a beautiful minhag, but it's not a real din. Ad kan l'shono b'kitzur. The Mishnah Berurah says, until here was the language of the Marshal in a shortened version. Then the Ramah says, Hagor, v'chei mi shekibel olav Shabbos shah u'shtayim kodem chashecha, if somebody accepts upon themselves Shabbos early. For example, in the summertime, many people have the minhag, they daven mincha before the plaga mincha, and they daven kabbalah Shabbos marav after the plaga mincha. Perfectly acceptable, we've discussed this already several times. So if somebody did this, and now it's still light outside, but he's accepted upon himself Shabbos, and he realizes he hasn't done any of these things, so the Ramah tells us, yachol lo marleinu yehudi lahad l'kaner, you see that the lights weren't lit, you're allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to light the Shabbos candles for you, ushar dvorim shetzorich, or any other things that you need for Shabbos, you can ask a non-Jewish person to do this to you, even though you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, but it's still really daylight outside, it's still Friday outside, and therefore it's permissible, and there are more adds as well, this is discussed already, ayin lekam and simin shimen babes, as we've already pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah several times. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudzayin explains, what does it mean, Sha'o Shtaim, an hour or two before Shabbos really started, based upon the Shkia? Davka Sha'o Shtaim, he says, it's talking about when you really made Shabbos much earlier. But, Avochatzi Sha'o Somov Chashech, but if you're dealing over here with the half hour right before that it's nightfall, the Oz Evshar de Bechol Mekomos Yisroel, Kiblu Aleim HaShabbos, there are many people that have already accepted upon yourself Shabbos over here. Chamira Tvei, that's a more serious period of time already. The Asra Afilu Lomar Le'enu Yehudi Shiasa Melacha. And in that period of time, you shouldn't ask a non-Jewish person to do Melacha for you because most of the people in the town have already accepted upon themselves Shabbos. However, even here, Miyu Letzorach Mitzvah Shari, if it's for a mitzvah as opposed to just a Rishus reason, but it's for a mitzvah, then it would be permitted even then to ask the non-Jewish person during the period of time before the Shkia, where you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, a non-Jewish person could do something for you if it's Letzorach Mitzvah. This is true, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Va'afilu lefi ma sheposei kamechaba lekamim b'siv dalet, even that which the Mechaba will talk about in Siv dalet. The achar kabbalah Shabbos, after you've already accepted upon yourself Shabbos, also lavor afilu al shvus b'makom mitzvah, you yourself personally are not allowed, once you've accepted Shabbos early, to do any isurim, even rabbinical prohibitions, or shvus, even if you're doing it letzorach mitzvah, nevertheless, here, mikol makom linyan amir aleinu Yehudi, the one exception to this rule is asking a non-Jewish person to do it for you, lo machmirinon tfei miben hashmashos. We're not going to be stricter during this period of time where you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, but it really isn't Shabbos yet for the rest of the world, so it's not going to be stricter than during the Ben HaShemashos we would allow you to ask a non-Jewish person. So to over here, before the Ben HaShemashos, albeit you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, we aren't going to be strict, and we would allow you, L'tzorach Mitzvah, L'tzorach Shabbos, to go and ask a non-Jewish person to do it for you in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudches says, you were allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to light candles for you. Afilu shelo b'mokom mitzvah. This is true even if it's not for a mitzvah. The kivon sh'od hayom gadol, because in this situation it's still daylight, it still really is Friday. So even though you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, b'vada yesh makomos sh'adayin lo kiblu aleim Shabbos, b'yosin b'atzmu melocha. Since, as we talked about, this is an hour or two before the sun is really going to be setting, so the majority of people, there certainly are some people that haven't yet accepted upon themselves Shabbos in your community, and therefore they're still doing melacha. So therefore, da'ilanu, it's adequate for us, b'mesh ayideh ha-kabbalah, nishbos b'atzmeinu mimelacha. Therefore, all we ask is that the person himself who accepted Shabbos early, he shouldn't do melacha, but he can still ask a non-Jewish person to do melacha for him, even if it's not letzorach mitzvah. But da, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in our discussion over here, Irinon Shatzibor should be Iro Kiblu Aleim Shabbos. We're talking here where the people in his community have accepted upon themselves Shabbos. The whole Kiddusha Shabbos Baal Karcho. And therefore, when a community accepts Shabbos and there's only one community and there's only one minion, then Afiluim Echod Lo Yir Tzilakabel, even if one individual says, hey, I want to wait till later, he can't do so. And therefore, Baal King Kosov Lomar Leino Yehudi V'chule. That's why it says over here that you only can ask a non Jewish person to do this for you. Omitam Anal, as we've already explained. However, if an individual, Avo Biyochit Shekibel Olav Shabbos, one person, for whatever the reason, is going to make Shabbos early, then he, Mutra Filo Lomar Li Yisrael Chaveiro, Shiasalam Locho. You then are allowed to even ask another Jewish person who hasn't yet accepted upon himself Shabbos to make a melacha for you on your behalf. As we will learn these dinim, Mimietz Hashem, U Kidilakaman, Besimin, Reish, Samach, Gimu, Sif, Yud, Zayin. Ayin Sham, Hatam, Bemishtabura, Mimietz Hashem, when we get there, we will discuss this further. That will conclude today's shir.